Y'all are going to have to bear with me because I think my allergies are trying to kill me. A few days ago, I was asked to give a speech in advance to the graduating fifth grade class. Here's part of what I told them. Don't let the foolishness of others influence you. Think for yourself. Do not allow anyone else to think for you or make decisions for you. You don't necessarily have to follow the crowd or do what everyone else is doing. Be yourself. Always remember that people will love you more for who you are than for what you have to offer. Do not let others force you into doing something that you don't want to do. You have a voice, and that gives you the right to speak for yourself. People are going to pick on you, and they are going to make fun of you at times. Ignore it. The people picking on you won't matter 10 years down the road, and what they say doesn't mean a thing. Don't be afraid to talk to friends and teachers because they are there to help you. They've been through it, and they know how you feel. I have to admit, I was intimidated when I was asked to speak today. I'm uncomfortable speaking about how God has influenced my life. Then I read through Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 22. Listen, children, to a father's instruction and be attentive that you might gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender and my mother's favorite, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get insight, do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will keep you. Love her, and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom, and whatever else you get insight. Prize her highly, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a fair garland. She will bestow on you a beautiful crown. Hear, my child, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you into the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. If you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evildoers. Avoid it, do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what they stumble over. My child, be attentive to words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. After reading through this, I realized something. The things I spoke about in Zed Vance are dead ringers for this passage. I didn't know I was quoting the Bible. Maybe this is why my parents made me come to church all these years. The source of all wisdom is God, and I never really thought about it that way. As most of you already know, I have been a member of Plank Chapel for 10 years. I'm truly thankful and blessed to be a member of such a wonderful church. Not everyone gets to go to a church as nice as this. Without Plank Chapel, I would not be the person I am today. By attending service regularly, I have gained a knowledge of the Bible and the lessons it teaches. I intend to always keep the Bible close at hand because you never know when you might need it. The generosity of this church and its members truly astounds me. The church has great reverence for education, as everyone should. Without an education, you have nothing. These days, a high school diploma can get you one of two things: a college acceptance or a minimum wage job at a fast food restaurant. Education is the key to everything. However, sometimes that key might need a little convincing to open the lock. Just remember, all things come to those who can wait. Gather up some patience and jimmy the lock a little more. Education is greatly valued, so naturally it's very expensive. I would like to thank the Methodist men for their generosity and providing me with a $500 scholarship. $500 is a great deal of money, and I intend to use it wisely. I'd like to take these last few minutes and talk about a controversial topic. Every other person I've spoken to in these past few months has made it their life's mission to inform me that East Carolina University is the party school of the UNC system. I'd like to clear that up a little bit. Any school is a party school if that's what you want it to be. My dad told me that when he told some of his coworkers that I was going to East Carolina, some of them felt it was a bad decision and voiced their opinions about it. One of his co-workers that attended East Carolina jumped up and put them all back in their place. If someone else's intentions are to go to East Carolina and spend 4 years and over $80,000 partying every single day, so be it. I can guarantee you those are not my intentions. I plan to treat college exactly as I treated high school. Get it over with as fast as possible, with as few mistakes as possible, and as cheaply as possible. I'm going to get a bachelor's degree in architectural design, not a bachelor's degree in partying.
Amen.
I'm going to do my best to take the knowledge gained from the Bible and this church with me wherever I go.
Amen.
Good morning. So today I'm going to share with you a few words about a topic. It's a popular topic among people, young people my age, and that topic is love. I'm sure all of you have heard that love makes the world go round, and something cool about it is that real love never fails. Ladies and gentlemen, God's love is real love. The Bible's main theme is actually about God's love for us, but today I'm just going to share with you three different kinds of love. First one I'm going to talk about is love for family. Something that a lot of people here do know, and I'm sure a lot of you don't know, is I was actually adopted from Riga, Latvia when I was less than a year old. My parents are George Heaton and Sarah Heaton, and they are the two best parents you could probably ever ask for. However, you know, my birth parents, they did a great deal for me as well. They gave me up so to make sure that I could have a better life. My original birth name was Fyodor Pavlovsky. And it's pretty cool, and you know, God works in mysterious ways also, as well. My family, I resemble them a lot. I'm kind of like my dad a little bit. I'm laid back. I don't like to go shopping. And if there's days that I have nothing to do, I'll get on the tractor, ride around, and cut grass all day. And I think the coolest thing about that is, you know, it's a miracle that God performed. And I mean, God has a plan for everybody. And I think his plan for me was to be able to be with my true family. And that's those people right back there. Another cool thing about it is my cousin and I also look alike. And I've also got a little bit of my dad's side in me as well. My dad is from Norristown, Pennsylvania, a little town south of Philadelphia. And it's cool because a lot of the things that he likes, I also like as well. And I think the really cool part about it is I was also named after my mother's father. His middle name was Underwood. My pop-up was a great man, and I think I'm honored to be named after such a great man. Let's see. Another thing, I've also got a great family. I've got my dad's side is amazing. My mom's side is amazing. Dad's side is amazing. I have my aunt that flew down. She came down and watched me graduate. Came down to also see me do this sermon. Even though she was scared of airplanes, she still did it and came on down for me. So it's cool to, you know, have family love like that. Family that cares and loves about me so much to be able to do that for me. Also, rest in peace, my grandparents. My dad's parents, they're gone, but they're not forgotten. Those are the people that have shaped me to be the person that I am now. They are the ones that have taught me all the standards and values that I have, and I would have not been the person I am today without them. Second type of love I want to share with you today is love for friends. The New and the Old Testament says to love your neighbor as yourself. It also talks about true friendship. True friendship is the people that are your friends that will be there for you regardless of what you've been through, where you're going. And I think that each of us, I'm sure all of us, we have our own true friends, but just remember to keep the ones that really are true, stay close to them. They are the people that will help you get through any type of trouble, any type of time, and they'll always be there for you. I also want to thank each and every one of you, the church neighbors and also the community neighbors here in Kittrell. We came to this church about 2 years ago, not really knowing or expecting anything. We came for a Christmas service just as a change. Also, it was only 5 minutes away from home, so we didn't have to use that much gas. And you guys have just given the most friendliest, warm welcome, really, we've ever had. We weren't expecting it, and we have kind of moved ourselves way into this church and became part of this church family. And it's just a great pleasure to be here, and we love each and every one of you guys. And the last little bit I'm going to talk about is the most important type of love, and that's God's love for us. And, well, I'll tell you a little story. When I was in the seventh grade is when I got saved. I decided to let Jesus Christ into my life and let Him be the leader of my life. And when I was really, really young, a long time ago, I can remember vaguely, but I remember when I was young, my parents would read the Bible to me every single night. I had a little children's Bible, and there was little tiny stories that were kind of translated in a way that I could understand. And one of the verses that my mama taught me was Joshua 1:9. That verse is, "Be not sad nor afraid, for I'm with you wherever you go." I've carried that verse with me everywhere in my life. Through the school changes, through the church changes, through the different job changes I've had, just everywhere. And if I'm on the property and I'm cutting grass and the lawnmower messes up, I use that verse. Be not sad nor afraid. It's one of those verses that just reassures you and lets you know that Jesus is with you wherever you go, wherever you are. Jesus is your GPS. He will always be your leader and help you find your way back home. He's just an amazing God, and I could sit up here all day and tell you everything He's done for me, but I have witnessed everything He's done for me, and I know He's out there, and I continue to praise Him, and I will not lose my faith in Him. Last thing, the Bible tells us that we love God because He loved us first. It's wonderful and it's reassuring to know that God loves me and He has a plan for me. I'll be honest with you, I'm not quite sure what that plan is yet, but I'm sure God will let me know when He's ready. But I tell you what though, I know that I can trust a God who has the whole world in His hand to keep me in my place, and I think that's pretty amazing. A year ago, we went to a special church event. It was called Pilgrimage. And Pilgrimage, we were in one thing, and it was one thing that everybody kind of really got excited about. And I want you to repeat after me when I say this. God loves us.
God loves us.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
All right. Thank you guys so much.